This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning! The roots on fire! You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal, controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, the root's on fire. Welcome to my show. The 7 o'clock hour on the East Coast, where I'm from originally, New York, where I'm embarrassed to admit I'm from New York, and then where I lived almost 15 years, Los Angeles, also embarrassed to be from. I wish I was from, like, Florida or some conservative state, Utah, Oklahoma, Texas, North Carolina, South Carolina, Wyoming. I wish I was from one of those states, but I'm not. I'm from New York. New York was a very livable place when I lived there. I can remember back to when I was like 10 years old. So that would have been 1971. And I don't have Wikipedia right in front of me. Maybe you can Google it, Chris. But I believe 71, very funny. Not 41, 71. I believe 71 was the year that we elected, because I think I was 10, when my father's party, the Conservative Party, New York State, elected James Buckley, United States Senator, the first third-party U.S. Senator in the history of New York, and one of the only ones in the history of America. And he was a conservative, not a Republican, a conservative. That's all he had, is a C after his name, and he was elected U.S. Senator of New York for one term. It was the most incredible upset ever. Look up James Buckley, Chris. Tell me in my ear. I'll bet you it was 71. What's that? No, it's just James Buckley, and he was the brother of William F. Buckley. So he was his brother, and he was elected to the U.S. Senate in New York. And by the way, he beat a Democrat and the incumbent Republican senator, and I think this was 71. I'm good, man. 71 to 77. You know what that means? That means he was elected. That would mean he was elected in November of 70, and he served 71 through 77. So I'm darn close. Darn close. So, yes, he served under... No, he did serve under Reagan. Also, once Reagan in the 80s was elected. Yes, okay. I thought you meant at the same time he was U.S. Senator, because Reagan wasn't elected till 80 and didn't serve till 81 through 88. So 81 through 89, excuse me, 81 through 89 was Reagan. But the point I was trying to make is we elected in New York State a conservative party senator. Unbelievable. And by the way, he beat the incumbent Republican, who was a super liberal Republican. I don't remember his first name, but it was Goodell. Chris, when you're looking up James Buckley's victory, what was the first name of Goodell, the U.S. senator that he beat? No, it's Roger Goodell's father. So it wasn't Roger. No, all joking aside, it was Goodell's father. The commissioner of the NFL's father was a U.S. senator, Republican, in New York State that was defeated by my dad's Charles Goodell, U.S. senator, New York, defeated in 1970 by James Buckley, conservative, third-party U.S. senator. And I was there for all of it. I was, you know, from the time I was three, I was handing out literature for Barry Goldwater, the most wonderful man that never was elected president, that should have been president of the United States. Man, this country would be so much less screwed up today if Barry Goldwater had been president instead of Lyndon Johnson. Either we never would have gotten involved in the Vietnam War, or we would have gotten out very quickly. I know Kennedy had a few troops he put in, but then Johnson escalated it dramatically to a gigantic war. And either Goldwater would have never done that, we wouldn't have ever been entangled in a major way in Vietnam, or Goldwater would have won it. Republicans don't fool around. Reagan, Trump, Goldwater, people like me. If you're going to be in a war, go to win it. Don't give limitations on the soldiers, what they can do, what they can't do, what's humanitarian, what's good, what's bad. No, war is war. It's hell. Go in and fight and get out with as few of our people killed and injured as you can. That's the only criteria. That should be the only rule. Get out. Do whatever you can to end the war quickly and win and get our boys out. And in those days, our boys out. Today, you'd have to say boys and girls. Hard to believe. Women are on the ground fighting in foxholes, but this is what liberals have done to our country. Go woke, go broke. Illinois, Wisconsin grocery chain is practically giving away Budweiser and Bud Light. So this story is this story is about AB, meaning Anheuser-Busch, in beverage sales last week falling off by double digits in every region of the United States, particularly Rocky Mountain region, down by 29%. But it not just annihilated Bud Light sales, other Anheuser-Busch InBev brands fell, including Budweiser, Natural Light, and Busch. Consecutively, sales in Miller and Coors beers rose by almost the same amount that the Anheuser-Busch beers went down. And so now a chain of grocery stores in Illinois and Wisconsin are literally giving away Bud Light and Budweiser. The Midwest grocery chain is offering cases of Bud for 99 cents. Not cans, cases for 99 cents. Normal retail is $15.99. Other beer brands are priced at the normal price. The Burkhart Foods grocery stores operate 17 stores in Illinois and Wisconsin. So it's getting worse, and that was a story from a couple of days ago I pulled. The story from this week is Bud Light sales crash much worse in the latest week. So it's getting worse every single week. Sales of Bud Light fell by 23.6% in the week ending May 6th, and that's a drop from 23.3% suffered in the final week of April. So sales were down 23% 2 weeks ago, and then another 23%, 23.6% this week. Bud Light's in big trouble. I'm very proud of the fact that I started all this, right? I wrote the book, The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott Book, about boycotting the worst companies in America. In those days, Bud wasn't on that list. Anheuser-Busch was fantastic. They mostly gave to conservative causes and conservative candidates. I would have never thought to put them on this list. They were a great company. Somehow, one executive made a really boneheaded move that destroyed the whole brand. But I started this idea that we got to boycott liberals, and the companies in this book, The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott Book, are down by over $1 trillion in market cap since my book came out about 18 months ago. Then my new book, The Great Patriot Boycott Book, is about spending your money with great conservative patriotic companies that are the opposite of the Anheuser-Busch's and the Bud Lights and the Targets and the Disney's and the Victoria's Secrets and the what's the name of that terribly liberal ice cream company, Ben and Jerry's, and Starbucks. Those are all the big liberal companies that we need to boycott and never spend money with again. Great Patriot Boycott Book tells you where to spend your money. This story is out. Washington FBI field office confirms undercover officers, confidential informants, and FBI assets were embedded in the crowds at the U.S. Capitol on January 6th. Who didn't tell you that from the first day? For the first day, this was a government-run, FBI-run scam. This was a terrible blot on America's history, but liberals will say what a blot it is, you know, what a dark mark it is on American history, because it was, a terrible thing where conservatives tried to do a coup and take over the government. No, it wasn't. Conservatives were there to peacefully protest, and then it got turned into, like, I'm a totally peaceful guy. I'm going to be 62 years old, and I've never been in trouble one day in my life. Never been in trouble for a fight, never been in trouble for, brandishing a gun, never been in trouble for anything. I've never even gotten a desk ticket. Nothing. Nothing have I ever done wrong. But if you told me that I was in a peaceful protest of a million people, and suddenly undercover FBI started screaming, attack, attack, they're killing us, attack them, the policemen are killing us, and then suddenly pepper spray is sprayed all over the place, and you can't breathe, and you're coughing, and you can't see, and suddenly projectiles start flying, and policemen are hitting people, and some policemen are welcoming people into the Capitol. Others are smothering people, holding them up, and everyone's getting crushed. In that kind of a mess, Wouldn't you fight your way out, start hitting people and pushing people and running for your life and try to save others' lives? Of course you would. Thank God I wasn't there that day, because you're going to do anything you can if you're with your wife or your kids to save their lives when the crowd is crushing you and policemen are using their clubs to hit people who've done nothing wrong and they're shooting tear gas. You know, at that point, it's every man for himself. And so they caused the riot. It was not a conservative riot. They initiated the riot. They urged the riot. They made the riot happen. Bad, bad people. FBI, dirty. Dirty. Needs to be defunded. Needs to be ripped apart. Needs to be disbanded. No more FBI. And needs to be rebuilt from the ground up. All right. Let's talk about MyPillow. They are the sponsor of this show. I'll have lots more to talk about when we get back about Florida, because lots of good things are happening in Florida, and that's making the liberals mad, and they're on the attack. Disney and civil rights groups attacking Florida. I'll have that for you when we get back. In the meantime, how much time left, Chris? All right, MyPillow is the sponsor of this segment of the show and this whole show because, of course, MyPillow is owned by Mike Lindell, one of the greatest patriots in America who gave me this show, gave us the right to have this platform. Thank you, Mike Lindell. He's got so many dozens of deeply discounted items available right now at MyPillow's overstock sale. Get up to 80% off. Remember, he was the guy that when he was canceled by Bed Bath & Beyond, he didn't give up. He didn't turn tail and run. He kept doing what he was doing, always helping patriots and Trump and conservatives and Christians. Mike Lindell. And now it's Bed Bath & Beyond who's bankrupt, and Mike Lindell is thriving. He lost millions fighting for justice, but that didn't stop Mike. He bypassed the woke corporations. Now you can get up to 80% off on all the products at MyPillow.com. Just use the promo code ROOT, R-O-O-T, promo code ROOT at MyPillow. Have a good time. We'll see you in a minute. Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot for Z-Stack and Z-Shield. Dr. Vladimir Zelenko worked tirelessly to develop new formulas and products to protect you right up until the end of his life. His revolutionary Z-Stack product was based on his Nobel Prize-nominated Zelenko Protocol to boost your immune system against active viruses. But Dr. Zelenko was also searching for a way to address dormant viruses and developed Z-Shield. While the immune system gets rid of most viruses, some linger. These dormant viruses include Epstein-Barr, herpes viruses, shingles, chickenpox, and many more. Z-Shield helps ensure you are not vulnerable to new viruses or reactivation of the dormant ones. Get Z-Stack and Z-Shield right now at ZStackLife.com. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR for a discount just for my fans. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR. Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot for Amio Life. You all know how much I value my health and how much I support hardworking, patriotic companies fighting to help Americans each and every day. One of my favorite companies is Amio Life. Amio joins me in fighting for freedom and supporting the natural health of families across America. I use their alkaline structured silver solution 3 times a day, natural silver mouthwash, and silver gel on my face each night, and silver lozenges all throughout my show. It's all part of my daily wellness routine. The good folks at Amio Life realize that inflation is hitting hard right now, so they're offering my listeners, get this, a special 50% discount on their entire product line. Good, clean, natural health should be available to everyone, no matter what. Visit AmioLife.com. That's AmioLife.com. And use the promo code ROOT50 to save 50%, or give them a call at 800-422-8148. Remember to say ROOT50 to receive 50% off, toll-free, 800-422-8148.
Hear that a lot at chickendinnercasino.com, because we have so many winners. That's because we have so many ways to win, including slots, blackjack, poker, and more. Of course, you can step into our sports book and bet on any sport, including the NBA playoffs and Major League Baseball, with some of the best bonuses around. But don't just take my word for it.
Hey, it's Heath Bell here, former pitcher for the San Diego Padres.
Hey, this is Ryan Sandberg, Chicago Cubs Baseball Hall of Famer, number 23 retired.
Hey, it's 2017 NBA Slam Dunk Champion Glenn Robinson III here.
Be a winner by playing chickendinnercasino.com.
Winner, winner!
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Chickendinnercasino.com, where you can become a winner, winner.
Like me!
And our listeners get special offers. Just go to chickendinnercasino.com/USA. That's chickendinnercasino.com/USA. And you can be a winner today.
Raw and unfiltered.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
1 in 3 adults has prediabetes. 1 in 3. That means it could be you, your football buddy, your football buddy, or you, your best man, your worst man, you, your dog walker, your cat jogger. While 1 in 3 adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
The show. RevRex is the sponsor of the show. RevRex. RevRex is short for Revenue Reconciliation Made Easy. The IRS is hiring 87,000 new agents. It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. You or your small business will be audited. Everyone is going to get audited. You need to be prepared when the audit notice arrives. That's why my friends at RevRex have put together their program. When the IRS audits you, they access third-party databases such as your credit cards, your banks, your bank accounts, your point-of-sale system to find underreported income. However, in many cases, that income is not underreported. How do you prove it? With RevRex. RevRex will match up your revenue and reconcile it to make sure your records are accurate and complete. RevRex does not replace your CPA. It's a tool to assist you and your CPA, exclusively for my fans, specially discounted pricing on an annual subscription. Just tell them War sent you, as in Wayne Allyn Root. Go to RevRex.com, click Book a Demo, and in 10 minutes, you'll learn how RevRex will protect you. Never lose another night's sleep over an IRS audit. Book a demo. Click on Book a Demo at RevRex.com. Stop an audit in its tracks. Beat the IRS to the punch. RevRex.com. All right, so yesterday I had a whole segment of my show, and I don't remember if it was the radio hour or it was the TV hour, where I said all the great things that Ron DeSantis has done. It might have been yesterday or the day before. I don't know. They all kind of blend together, right, meld together when you're doing this much TV and this much radio. But I had a segment where I congratulated Ron DeSantis. Even though I'm the biggest Trump fan in the world, I want Trump for president. DeSantis is a fool for running. He should not be running. Why would you announce now when you keep going down in the polls? You know, you were 5 down, 10 down, 20 down, 28 down, 35 down, 38 down, 40 down, some polls, 50 down. Why run now? You're going to ruin your name, you know, saying lousy things about Trump. Just shut up and stay a great governor of Florida. You're doing a great job in Florida. And I kind of rattled off all the great things that he's doing in Florida. Well, here's a new one. A new Florida law. Ron DeSantis signed legislation yesterday designed to protect women, requiring separate public restrooms and changing room facilities based on biological sex rather than gender identity. Isn't that great? Isn't that refreshing? Great job, Ron DeSantis. Great job, Florida legislature. He signed several pieces of legislation on Wednesday designed to fight back against the radical gender ideology being opposed by the left. One of these pieces was HB 1521, Ensuring Women's Safety, which essentially requires all public facilities and detention facilities and correctional facilities and juvenile facilities and institutions to base their restrooms and changing rooms on biological sex. A woman should not be in a locker room having to worry about someone from the opposite sex being in their locker room, said Ron DeSantis. Whether it's a prison situation, whether it's just restrooms, we want to make sure our girls and our women are protected. So I say, bravo, fantastic. So liberals are losing their minds. So first you have a civil rights group that is putting out a travel alert and saying nobody should travel to Florida because of Ron DeSantis' illegal immigration crackdown, right? One of the oldest Hispanic civil rights groups in the U.S. issued a warning Wednesday advising immigrants not to travel to Florida. First of all, that's the biggest joke ever because we all know that Florida is the greatest place to take a vacation, and when you want to go to the beach and the sand and soft sand and the prettiest beaches in the country and warm water like a bath and the sun is out, it's Florida. That's where you go. And so, you know, other than a few extreme wacko liberals, nobody's going to listen to this. Heck, the whole country's moving to Florida. Forget about taking a vacation in Florida. You guys are losing on the left. So this organization wants people to not vacation in Florida in response to his crackdown. Early this month, DeSantis signed a bill that limits undocumented migrant labor, ends community-funded programs that give undocumented immigrants ID cards, and toughens penalties against those who transport undocumented illegal immigrants into the state. The travel warning alerts immigrants and their families that traveling to the Sunshine State is dangerous and could pose a threat to their freedom, says Domingo Garcia, national president of the League of United Latin American Citizens. Good luck to you. So basically what he's saying, if you're an illegal alien, don't go to Florida. Ooh, we really miss you in Florida if you're an illegal alien. Good! If you're an illegal alien, don't go to Florida. Don't come to my state either. We don't want you in any state if you're an illegal immigrant or an illegal alien. But if you're legally in America, we love you and welcome you with open arms. We love immigrants. Stop this nonsense. And Disney scrapped a billion-dollar development as the war with DeSantis rages on. So Disney says, ha-ha, na-na-na-na-na, we're not going to spend $1 billion in Florida. Listen, the whole New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut are moving to Florida, and they're going to bring with them a lot more than $1 billion. So don't worry about Disney's money. Matter of fact, tell Disney to screw off. They should pick up the whole Disney World and just move to some liberal leftist state that no one wants to visit.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
War now!
USA News Update. The Senate still plans to recess next week as the deadline to raise the nation's debt ceiling looms. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said negotiations between the White House and House Republicans are making progress, and the House will likely vote on an agreement next week. Where do you conceal a gun on the beach in New Jersey?
A federal judge ruled it is legal for someone to take a concealed carry handgun with the proper permits to the beach, bars, restaurants, and public parks. Judge Renee Marie Baum ruled that significant parts of what Governor Murphy signed into law in December were unconstitutional. I'm Skip Kelly.
A new study is ranking Texas number one in something that is nothing to be proud of. According to the survey from Forbes Advisor, the Lone Star State has the worst drivers in the country. The report says Texas is in the top three in fatal crashes involving a drunk driver, a drowsy driver, or a driver that is going the wrong way. Dave Collins, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Wade Allyn, the Root's on fire. Let me mention GreatPatriotStore.com because you want to beat inflation, and it's still raging, and this is the answer to inflation. Hundreds of the household products you're already buying, but much better quality, at far lower prices, and all made in the USA by a company run by conservatives and patriots. Great PatriotStore.com, and now they've got the beef. They've got this gigantic ranch. I think it's like 190,000 acres. And it's open space, green pastures, never ever given hormones or antibiotics. They'll never be given mRNA. Their beef's the highest quality anywhere, never sold in any stores and available only to their members. But the catch is, it's like Costco or Sam's Club. You need to become a member. So go to greatpatriotstore.com, fill out the form. Someone will contact you and make it really easy for you to sign up. Now, I say their products beat inflation. They're also beating inflation with their membership, because from now till May 31st, it's $1 to join. That's it. $1. Go to greatpatriotstore.com, join for $1, and unlock all these amazing savings and discounts on products that you use every day. Greatpatriotstore.com, just for the next 2 weeks, $1 to join. All right, we've got J.D. Rucker with us. He's the editor of thelibertydaily.com, as well as publisher of the Discern Report, but he's most known for the Liberty Daily, which has become overnight, like in the last year, one of the hottest websites in the country. The traffic must be overwhelming, because you guys have this amazing ability to pick headlines. I think it's wonderful. JD, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me, Wayne. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. So let's talk about some of your headlines. The Durham Report, you ask, so where are all the indictments? And I want to hear your take on that, and then I'm going to give you my take on who the biggest villain is in the Durham Report. But go ahead, tell us about your column, where are all the indictments?
And that one comes from Insights, or Issues and Insights, the website. It's fantastic, and it's worth a read, because, listen, this is the biggest story from a crime perspective in government since Watergate. It's bigger than Watergate, and yet we're not going to see anything. We're not going to see these indictments. Why? Because right. of multiple reasons. Number one, the timing of it. You know, Roger Stone came out and he said, hey, you know, they timed this out perfectly so that it goes beyond the statute of limitations to be able to go after Hillary Clinton. Yeah, it's ridiculous, right. But he's right. So, okay, so then where is Michael Horowitz? That's the person who I want to see really brought to justice, and nobody's talking about it. This is the inspector general who's supposed to be in charge of making sure that the Department of Justice, including the FBI, is not doing exactly what they've been doing. This guy was put into power back in 2012. Everybody's like, oh, you know, we got to go after Christopher Wray, which I agree. We got to go after Clinton, which I agree. We got to go after Biden and Obama and everybody. I agree. Why is nobody mentioning Michael Horowitz? His is the name that I would love to see more people mentioning. What do you think?
Well, first of all, Michael Horowitz was appointed, as you said, in 2012. That was Obama as president. Obama appointed Michael Horowitz. He's actually a Democrat. And so you can't expect any Democrats. It's not like Republicans. I don't believe in censorship. I don't believe in banning. And I don't believe in weaponization of government. I don't believe in putting someone in jail because they disagree with my political views. But Democrats do. So you can't trust a single Democrat to ever do what's right. And Michael Horowitz is a Democrat. But my take on the whole thing is everyone's talking about Hillary in the Durham Report, but no one's talking about Obama. And I'm writing that column, and you should put it in a big headline tomorrow, because the column's going to be the missing link of the Durham Report that no one's noticing is Obama is the real criminal. Obama is the real big guy, because suddenly the light bulb should go off. When Hillary went to Obama and told him about Russian collusion, who was there to approve of the deal? Obama. And when the FBI, said Hillary's not guilty of anything, who was the boss? Obama. And when the FBI was spying on Trump, who had to give the orders? Obama. And when the FBI was called off the investigation of the Clinton Foundation, extorting money all around the world, who was probably getting a piece of every one of those dollars? Obama. And when Biden was extorting money all around the world, who was probably getting a piece? Obama. Because he's like the head of an organized crime family. And if you are getting extorting money and getting money from people all over the place, he's got to get a taste, a piece of every dollar. Don't tell me that the Vice President Biden and the Secretary of State Hillary were running around the world extorting money, and literally Obama didn't know about it and didn't get a piece of it. And then Obama was the one who told the FBI, don't arrest any of them because it'll all come back to me. This is all about Obama, J.D.
I don't disagree with you whatsoever. And I mentioned Christopher Wray. What really the culprit from the FBI perspective is obviously Jim Comey, who is, I would say, possibly the least likable human being on the face of the earth. I dislike Obama greatly. I would go so far as to say that I hate him. But I would rather have lunch with Obama than Jim Comey, because that guy's just scum.
Yeah, and you're leaving out another really bad villain. If you're going to talk about Comey and Wray, what about Andrew McCabe? There's a horrible human being. Andrew McCabe is as bad or worse than all of them. And my understanding is Andrew McCabe was the one that was 100% responsible for going after General Michael Flynn, a true American hero. McCabe hated him, and Flynn got in a fight with him over something. I heard it was over a sexual harassment case, and some gal that Flynn was friends with was charging McCabe with sexual harassment, and Flynn took her side, and McCabe marked Flynn for extinction. And literally, McCabe set up Flynn with those agents in the office when he had just taken office as the National Security Director for Trump and went after him. And it was all because some woman said he was harassing her, and Flynn said, stop doing it to McCabe. I'll come after you. Stop doing it or I'm going to see you're in trouble. And McCabe got so angry, he marked Flynn for political extinction. And that's what led to Flynn losing his life savings, spending millions in legal fees, and losing everything he had, moving in with his kids, living in a bedroom in his kid's house because he had no money. He was basically homeless. McCabe is an evil, evil dude. That's my opinion.
Amen, brother. Amen to that.
All right. Representative Anna Paulina Luna files a House resolution to expel Adam Schiff from Congress. Tell us what that's all about. Sounds good to me.
It is. And it was, you know, chances of this actually happening, of course, are slim. But it feels good to know that not only is Anna Paulina Luna going after him, but so is Kevin McCarthy has been speaking out against him. So good on kudos
so
to
Marjorie,
him.
So is Marjorie
Taylor Greene.
Yeah.
MTG is going after her. But it's interesting because Anna Paulina Luna, for those who aren't familiar, I know that she's a freshman, so maybe there's not as much exposure for her to many in your audience. She is a firebrand, okay? We talk about, you know, Lauren Boebert. We talk about Marjorie Taylor Greene. Anna Paulina Luna is my favorite out of all of them as far as these young, aggressive, you know, counters to the so-called squad. She's the one that I believe is extraordinarily intelligent, first and foremost. But beyond that, she's aggressive. She's willing to go after people, including her peers, somebody who is extremely powerful, even though they don't have the majority right now. Adam Schiff is still an extremely powerful man in Congress. And for her to be able to go and basically offer him the political death penalty for his involvement in spreading lies about Russiagate, amen to her. I mean, she is the firebrand that we need in D.C. We need more people like her.
And because I'm a real man who can actively say I like pretty women, like all normal men do, I think that our squad is much prettier than their squad. All the gals that you say are part of our squad are all far more attractive than anyone on the Democrats' communist squad. So good thing there. Let's talk about billionaire David Sachs joins Elon Musk in exposing the evil of George Soros. I don't know this story at all. I've been too busy today, and I've not seen this story. I don't know who David Sachs is, and I don't know what he said about Elon Musk. I know what Elon Musk said about Soros, but I don't know what David Sachs said about Soros. So fill us in, please, including me.
Well, it's not just about Soros himself, okay? So David Sachs, he's an activist, he's a billionaire, you know, he's very outspoken.
He's a Wall Street guy? Is he a hedge fund guy?
Yeah. He is, and he's got, so his entire interest in all of this is just in trying to expose the nonpartisan truth. And when Elon Musk, when most of your audience, I'm sure, is very familiar with Elon Musk saying, hey, you know, George Soros hates humanity, wants to destroy humanity. He reminds me of Magneto, which I don't know if you saw his quote unquote apology about that. I'll let you in on that one if you didn't see that one. That's hilarious.
I didn't tell you.
David Sachs comes in. start there. So you know, he started getting flack. I mean, he was attacked by a reporter who was supposed to be a CNBC reporter who was supposed to be interviewing about Tesla. It was right after the Tesla meeting. And he starts asking him about Soros. Why did you say that about Soros? What if your Tesla shareholders don't like you getting so political? Why can't you just do this in public? And I mean, Musk was visibly, he's like, this is not supposed to be a Soros interview. And the reporter's like, oh, no, it's not. It's totally not a Soros interview, but about Soros. You know, why? And so Musk just sits back. And he's really awkward because Musk, you know, for all of his positives, he is actually a pretty awkward person. He sat there silently for like an uncomfortable, like 8 to 15 seconds. It was a long time. And then he finally comes out. He repeats a line from The Princess Bride, but which was actually kind of cool. But then, so everybody's hitting him up on Twitter and demanding that he apologize for his Magneto statement. So he did. He said, okay, fine. I apologize. And everybody's like, what? And then he followed that up with, I was being too harsh on Magneto.
So
David Sacks comes out.
Tell us very quickly, in 30 seconds, what did David Sacks say about George Soros?
He basically just said, you know, you can't just say anything about the guy is anti-Semitism. It's not. The guy is not above reproach just because he's Jewish. This is a guy who collaborated with Nazis.
There you go. And I'm Jewish, and I hate George Soros' guts, and I hate to say those words. I don't want to hate anybody, but I hate his guts. Evil. Evil personified is my opinion on this opinion show. J.D. Rucker, his website, thelibertydaily.com. We appreciate the work you do. Thank you, J.D. God bless.
80 million Americans depend on AM radio for their news, traffic, weather, sports, and a community connection. It's the backbone of the emergency alert system, keeping us safe in dangerous times. It's critical that we keep AM radio in cars, because when cell and internet services are down, this free emergency service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress we need AM radio in cars. This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. First of all, the smartest minds in the financial world are buying precious metals with both fists. Central bankers invest and manage hundreds of billions of dollars for the treasuries of countries. And central bankers just added gold to their holdings for the fifth month in a row. So far this year, central banks have added over 300 tons of gold to their holdings. So what are you waiting for? Follow the smart money. You can buy physical gold and silver with your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401k retirement account. Goldgate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA. 100% insured. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. If you're among the first 100 callers today and tell them Wayne Root sent you, they will give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Call now. 855-770-GOLD. 855-770-GOLD. That's 855-770-GOLD. Or go to goldgatecapital.com. Hi, it's Wayne Allyn Root. The IRS is hiring 87,000 new agents. It's not a matter of if, but when you or your small business will be audited. You need to be prepared when the notice arrives. That's why we need my friends at RevRex, Revenue Reconciliation Made Easy. When the IRS audits you, they access third-party databases such as your credit cards, banks, and your point-of-sale system to find underreported income. In many cases, though, that income is not underreported. How do you prove it? RevRex. RevRex will match up your revenue and reconcile it to make sure your records are accurate and complete. And RevRex gives the IRS only the necessary data it needs to avoid opening you up to further auditing of revenue reported. RevRex does not replace your CPA. It's a tool to assist you and your CPA before you hear from the IRS. Stop an audit in its tracks. Beat the IRS to the punch. Get your data. Get protected. Get RevRex. That's RevRex.com. RevRex.com.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.
Raw and unfiltered.
Omaha.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Show Goldgate Capital, the sponsor of this segment of the show. You know, what's really interesting is I think I do more live reads than anyone on Lindell, and I do more live reads than anyone on Real America's Voice TV, and I do more live reads than anyone on USA Audio Network. There's a couple things that proves. Number one, I'm popular. Number one, everybody wants to advertise on my shows. That's good. That shows I've got a very, very healthy show, and we do good things for our advertisers and our sponsors. Number two, it shows you that I want you to have great deals. And I go out and find a variety of companies that give you great deals. Every one of them has one thing in common. Well, two things in common. Superior companies, high quality, excellence, and they're willing to offer you a better deal on my show than any other show in the country. And so here's Goldgate Capital offering you $15,000 in free silver if you just say war for Wayne on the Root. Wayne Root sent you, and boom, you got $15,000 in free silver on your first order, or I should say up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. It depends how much you buy, but you can get up to $15,000 in free silver. And so Goldgate Capital sells physical gold and silver, and I believe, you know, it's my opinion, everybody needs physical gold and silver in this economy. It's delivered right to your door, inside your IRA, SEP IRA, 401k retirement account, 100% insured, A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. And if you're among the first 100 callers today and tell them Wainwright sends you, you can get up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. So give them a call, 855-770-GOLD, 855-770-GOLD, or go to goldgatecapital.com. Remember to tell them War sent you. All right. The opposite of Florida, where liberals are losing their minds and saying don't go to Florida, the opposite would be liberal New York City. And liberal New York City has been literally destroyed. The mayor, Eric Adams, is complaining that 50% of the city's hotel rooms are now occupied by illegal migrants, and it's hurting the economy. First of all, I don't even get it. New York City is one of the tourist centers of the world, and it's probably number one in the United States by a mile. My Las Vegas is probably number two, and then maybe you have San Francisco. So, I mean, Las Vegas is a distant two, I'll bet, to New York City. So how could the tourist capital of the country and of the world give half their hotel rooms away to illegal migrants? Where's everybody staying? That's number one. Number two, if half the hotel rooms are being used by illegal immigrants, one has to wonder why anybody would go to New York City anymore. Those rooms need to be fumigated. I wouldn't stay in a room after an illegal immigrant stayed in a room. What kind of diseases are they bringing? There's nothing racist about saying that. They've just walked up the entire country of Mexico from Central America. The women have been raped. They've got terrible, terrible diseases. And when they're raped, they've got scabies. They've got bed bugs. They've got tuberculosis. They could come with Ebola. They could come with a strain of COVID, a new strain of COVID. My God. And they could, and of course, getting raped, they could come up with venereal diseases. They could come up with HIV. Not that you catch that in a hotel room, but my point is there's a variety of illnesses and terrible diseases that they're bringing with them, and they're staying in a hotel room, and you think that's appetizing for you and me to pay $500 a night for the same hotel room after they leave the room? You really want to be in that room? I'm just being honest. Nobody wants to be in that room. That's why my shows are a hit. I'm honest. I tell you what everybody really thinks. I say, I don't care who it offends. I'm telling you the truth. No one wants to be in a hotel room after a family of illegals has stayed in it, who have just come up through the Mexican border. I mean, it's just scary. Scary. So New York City is finished. What a joke. Liberals have ruined everything about it. And then, in just another story about New York City, New York City Mayor Eric Adams vows to crack down on retail thefts that are costing businesses millions of dollars, really hundreds of millions when you add it up. So New York City is nothing but retail theft now. And, you know, I got to ask a question. Nice, honest people like me, I've never walked in a store in my life and walked out with, you know, with something that didn't belong to me, something I didn't pay for. But, and all of you who are conservatives feel the exact same way. None of us would ever do it, and yet, what's stopping us? Now anybody could do it, right? Would they make an example of us? Maybe. If they caught Wayne Root stealing, they'd probably make me the poster boy and say, Republican conservative host Wayne Root caught stealing clothing from some store. But everybody is doing it now. Everybody's walking in stealing. So why should you and me walk in and pay for what everybody else is stealing and nobody stops them? That's the point. Normally it used to be, oh, why would you pay what others are stealing? Well, that's because I don't want to be arrested. But if you don't arrest them anymore, and they're all able to walk out, and they're told by their employers, you're not allowed to stop shoplifters, let them walk out, and we'll just claim it for insurance purposes. We are not going to stop anyone. And just go, what? You know, what's the famous women's store, Lululemon? We know several women that work at Lululemon. They all say they're not allowed to do anything. Let someone stuff 8 pairs of pants down their pants and in their purse. And you know it and you see it. And you have to let them walk out the door. And Lululemon, everything in the store costs $200, $300, $500, $1,000. They're being robbed blind and they don't mind. So why should we pay anymore? Why are you and me paying for anything anymore? It's not a crime to steal. Let's all steal. Let's put the whole country out of business. It's just absurd. It's all so crazy what liberalism has led to in the United States of America. New York City's finished. I'm not staying in their hotel rooms, and I wouldn't buy a single item from any of their stores. Good luck. You ain't getting any money from me. You're not getting any money from me. Not going to happen. That's why I wrote the Great Patriot Buy Cut book. We'll spend our money in nice conservative stores, conservative-run stores, in conservative cities and red Republican states. No more New York or California spending for any of us. Bye-bye. I'm Wayne Allyn Root. Have yourselves a great night. I'll be back on radio, USA Audio now, but not on TV. We're done for the night. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.